Welcome to the world of MMA Lockup, the home for combat sports. Two men enter, one man leaves. And now the host of MMA Lockup, Chris Matthews.
Welcome to another week of MMA Lockup. I'm Chris Matthews. Make sure you check out that website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMA Lockup. A lot of things to talk about, mainly UFC on Fox 4 event. We made sure we stacked the show with people who know a lot about that. Loretta Hunt, Sports Illustrated MMA writer, she's going to be on the show, give her predictions and tell about what she's got going on in her life, as well as the world of MMA. Participant at the UFC on Fox 4 event, Jamie Varner. We'll have him on the show, as well as his opponent, Joe Lauzon. We'll have him on in just a moment. Brad Kohler, former UFC fighter, one of the fastest knockouts in UFC history. He has an extremely touching story. We're going to mix it up with him and get some of his predictions going to the UFC on Fox 4 event as well. But earlier this week, I had the pleasure of having Joe Lauzon on as he takes on Jamie Varner at this weekend's UFC on Fox 4 event. Here's some excerpts from that interview. Joe, pleasure having you on. First and foremost, what have you done to prepare for your bout with Jamie Varner at the UFC on Fox 4 event?
This is a big event, you know, so I've done a lot of, you know, really hard sparring. There's been all kinds of media obligations and things like that, but it's really like any other fight, you know, there's a little bit more media, but I'm just doing my thing and training hard.
What did you take from your last fight, which was to Anthony Showtime Pettis? You were on the show and seemed quite focused. Also, what have you changed going into the UFC on Fox 4 event?
After the Pettis fight, you know, I think I was focused on the little things too much. You know, we really broke down a lot of tape on Pettis, and we were looking, you know, for a lot of very specific things, and I feel like we missed the big picture, and it smashed me right in the face, his leg. So, you know, for this fight, you know, like we went back and looked at a lot of tape and things like that, but we didn't get dialed in quite as much. You know, it's still a fight. Anything can happen, you know, so we try to be less predictive and more so ready for whatever he comes with.
Who did you bring in to mimic Jamie Varner?
I actually have a whole bunch of guys in my gym already that make great Jamie Varners. You know, I have Joe Proctor, who's been with us for a long time. He's just on The Ultimate Fighter, and he is like a perfect Jamie Varner. He's got great wrestling, great boxing, you know, perfect sparring partner. I got a couple other guys that worked out really good, too. I brought in Ricky Lundell to help me work on my wrestling and jiu-jitsu coach, my grappling coach. So I brought him in to help me work on takedowns and takedown defense and submission stuff and all my jiu-jitsu and all that stuff. So I'm feeling very ready for this fight.
What are some of the areas of Jamie Varner's game that you know you have to be cautious of?
Varner's dangerous everywhere. You know, he's got great boxing, he's got great wrestling, you know. I think he did both in college. He's not a guy that goes out and kicks a lot, but he definitely has dangerous hands and dangerous takedowns, and he uses them together very well.
What advantages does Joe Lauzon bring into this fight?
I always feel like the most dangerous thing about me is how aggressive I am. You know, I come forward, I blitz people. I feel like I overwhelm people a lot of times just because they're not expected. Even if they think they know how hard I'm going to come, it's different. I basically smash people with punches from everywhere until, you know, they give up a submission that I latch on and I never let them get away.
You're part of a huge event, that being the UFC on Fox 4 event. Brandon Vera, the main event guy, with Mauricio Shogun Hua, they battle it out. Who do you like and why?
I think the main event is going to be awesome. You know, I think Shogun and Vera are both going to put on awesome fights. I think on paper you look at Brandon Vera and I think he's an absolute killer, but I think in the past he's struggled a little bit to kind of pull it all together. I'm predicting Shogun, you know, but I think it's going to be a really exciting fight.
Adding to that stacked card is Lyoto Machida taking on Ryan Bader. Who do you have?
Machida and Bader is going to be an awesome fight. I think the first 30 seconds to a minute will, you know, basically dictate how that fight's going to go. I think either Bader's going to go out and just drive through and take him down, or Machida's just going to be able to move around too much and, you know, use good footwork to give Bader fits. I think that in the past, Bader's kind of gotten a little bit starstruck when he's fought big-name guys. So, you know, I think right off the bat we'll be able to tell, you know, if he's going to, you know, be starstruck like in the past or if he's just going to come forward, you know. But both guys are super exciting, and no matter how the fight ends, it'll be good.
Joe, do you have any past opponents that resemble Jamie Varner at all?
I don't think any of my opponents are too much like Jamie. You know, I haven't really fought that many, in the UFC at least, I haven't fought any super strong wrestlers. I feel like Jamie's definitely a strong wrestler. Comes from a really good team, really good training partners. But, you know, I really don't feel like he's quite like any of the other guys I fought.
Who do you like between the UFC light heavyweight champion John Bones Jones and Dan Hendo Henderson?
John Jones and Dan Henderson are going to be a sick fight. The big question is, can Henderson drop that H-bomb? You know, but I honestly just feel like John Jones is just way too long. You know, Henderson comes forward and, you know, he'll tuck his head and he'll come bombing away and drive in. But, you know, I feel like John Jones is just, he's just improving too quickly. But it's going to be awesome because Dan Henderson's got that old man strength and he's a great wrestler and just as tough as they come. He's like a superhero. So it's going to be cool.
Joe, I got to ask, what exactly is old man strength?
Old man strength is when you're getting older. You know, they always talk about how, like, you peak like in your, I don't know, mid-20s or so. But then you get all these other guys that are, you know, like a Dan Henderson or Randy Couture. You know, they're like 40-something years old and they are just strong. They're way too strong, you know, for how you would think they would be. You know, and everyone's got it. You know, dads have it. You know, you can talk about dad strength or whatever else kind of strength you want to talk about.
We're talking to UFC fighter and participant at the UFC on Fox 4 event, Joe Lauzon. Joe, you're coming off a freakish loss. What have you done to keep the mind sharp as well as maintain that aggressiveness?
Being aggressive is never, you know, I never have to think be aggressive. I just come forward, you know. I don't think that, you know, I don't think I'll have apprehension at all. I think I'm just going to, you know, come forward and you know, good punches and good takedowns and just do my normal thing. You know, like if you told me to be patient in a fight, it would be really, really tough. Like it would be really tough for me to knock him out and be aggressive. So I don't think it'll be an issue.
Another bout of interest, the UFC lightweight champion Ben Henderson takes on Frankie Edgar. Who do you have in that fight?
Frankie Edgar and Henderson are going to be awesome. You know, I was at the last fight, super exciting. Saw all kinds of craziness going on. You know, I think it's going to be a good fight. I don't really know who's going to win. I know I'll be watching it. You know, and I feel like most people are probably thinking the same thing.
Another bout that has just been recently added, Strikeforce World Heavyweight Grand Prix winner Daniel Cormier takes on Frank Mir. Who do you like?
I like Frank Mir over Daniel Cormier. You know, Frank is he's a monster. He's an absolute legend in the sport. You know, one of those guys that, you know, comes out and, you know, and what I really like about Frank too is how he attacks submissions so ferociously. Like, I don't think anyone attacks submissions quite like Frank does, and things just break. You know, he does such a great job.
What's Joe Lauzon's MMA lockup guarantee for the UFC on Fox 4 event?
My guarantee is a finish, one way or the other. Jamie or I are getting hurt and going out, you know, in a lot of pain.
How can fans reach out to Joe Lauzon on the World Wide Web?
The best way to reach me is usually on my twitter.com/Joe Lauzon, and you can get me on Facebook too, facebook.com/Joe Lauzon.
Joe, it's been great having you on the show. We wish you the best here at MMA Lockup as you take on Jamie Varner at the UFC on Fox 4 event.
Thank you.
We just had Joe Lauzon on. We have his opponent on, Jamie Varner, next on MMA Lockup. But make sure you check out that website, MMALockup.com, or also Facebook and Twitter at MMA Lockup.
MMA, the season that never ends, all begins with MMA Lockup.